Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022 after proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Renee Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Renee's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Renee by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcast. Scary mysteries, twisted news, convenience store freezer secret, and Tokyo train stabbing. Terrifying cases of true crimes and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the shocking case of a store clerk who was found dead inside a freezer and the terrifying stabbing incident on a Tokyo train. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Convenience Store Freezer Secret. The medical staff who works around the clock in hospitals, the collectors who pick up our garbage regardless of the weather, the delivery guys who risk their lives in the streets just so your food will arrive at your table hot and fresh, the store clerks who restock the grocery shelves day in and day out. They are the unsung heroes of today's modern society. They are the people who help bring a sense of normalcy in this world that is being ravaged by the pandemic. Sadly, these essential workers often are victims of many things like low wages and workplace abuse. To make things worse, some of them are even killed while fulfilling their duties, as we will find out in the following story. In the early morning of July 7, 2021, the Marysville police received a distress call from a local grocery store. It was around 4 a.m. when they arrived at the United Dairy Farmers in Marysville, Ohio. The caller, who was an employee at the store, told the responding officers that she had just arrived for her shift. As usual, she looked for her co-worker, Colin Cole, as she wanted to inform him that she'd be relieving him of his shift that day. The woman searched for the 50-year-old, who had apparently been working the overnight shift. Of all the unlikely places to look for a person, she then decided to check the store's walk-in freezer. There, she found what she had been searching for, although not in a way that she had ever expected. In one of the freezers, she discovered the old employee, frozen and lifeless. Emergency responders who were at the scene performed CPR on Cole. Despite all their efforts, though, to bring him back, it was already too late. He was pronounced dead at the scene with hypothermia as the possible cause of his demise. Amidst the rumors, Marysville police said there was no reason for them to believe that there had been foul play involved in the death of the store clerk. However, all angles and possibilities must be investigated. And for this, local authorities, particularly the Montgomery Sheriff's Office, will be performing an autopsy of Cole's body to determine the cause of his death. Moreover, they will also be reviewing the surveillance footage taken by the CCTV installed in the store. Although details of the incident remain inconclusive, people couldn't help but wonder what really happened to the poor Ohio man. Considering his age, was he already too frail that his body had gave in while at work? What could be the reason he ended up in that part of the store? Did he bring himself to that place, or did someone actually put him there and leave him there to die? Number 2, Tokyo Train Stabber. In 2019, the Economist Intelligence Unit, a respected global research and analysis firm, declared Tokyo, Japan as the safest city to live. The country itself has long been hailed as one of the safest countries in the world. Politeness, discipline, and personal integrity are only some of the many qualities that we often associate with the Japanese people. However, as we dig deeper into some of the nation's controversial headlines, you might be surprised to know that the land of the rising sun can be as violent as many other places here on Earth. On August 6, 2021, Japan was shaken with the news of a man who went on a stabbing rampage inside the Odakyu Electric Railway train. The incident occurred around 8 p.m. near Sojokakuin Mei Station, one of the city's busiest train terminals. And while this line runs mostly above ground, its route also goes underground, and it was in this area that the horrific occurrence took place. As described by the reports, a man named Isuki Tsushima used a knife to stab his co-passengers. A total of at least 10 commuters were injured. Pandemonium ruled inside the carriage when this all unfolded. Train security cameras captured chilling footage showing the 36-year-old brandishing his weapon of choice as he went after his victims. Most of them sustained knife injuries as they tried to escape from the man's pointless aggression, but the one who suffered the most was an unnamed female victim who turned out to be a student. The video showed the perpetrator stabbing the young girl in her chest, and when she turned to run away, he went on to slash her back several times using his knife. The horror ended when the train stopped at a station. At that point, the suspect decided to leave his knife behind in the carriage and flee. Witnesses described to the press the gruesome aftermath scene wherein passengers, drenched in blood, came bursting out of the train. Some of them ran for safety while others appeared too shocked to even move, standing where they were and screaming for medical attention. Authorities, meanwhile, had already been alerted about the stabbing incident. Some of the first to respond were officers from the Tokyo Fire Department. They were the ones who chased after Tsushima, who had run out of the station in an attempt to escape. Reports stated that after a while, the offender was seen walking into a nearby convenience store. There, he declared to the store clerk that he was the suspect in the stabbing news. He said he got tired of running away and entered the place. Rattled, the store personnel immediately called the police when he further noticed the bloodstains on the man's shirt. Officers arrived and arrested the train stabber without any further incident. As most of you may expect, the horrific part of the story doesn't end at this point. After being detained, Tsushima was questioned, and during the interrogation, he revealed some of the most disturbing details in the case. When asked about his motive behind the stabbing, The suspect told investigators that he actually targeted people who were in a relationship. Those whom he called happy-looking couples. When asked further, Tsushima clarified that he did so out of bitterness and resentment. He recalled that in the past, while he was still at a university, a woman played with his feelings. As with the young female student, the now so-called Tokyo train stabber explained that he wanted to kill her because she looked like a winner in life. "I developed a desire to kill women who appear to be successful," he was quoted as saying. The conversation with the madman went on to expose his other vile intentions. He said that instead of stabbing the passengers, he actually wanted to bomb the entire train station. If his initial plan was a success, it would have been immensely catastrophic. Considering the volume of people in the area, there would have been hundreds, if not thousands, of casualties. Yet even more surprising is the fact that earlier that day, Tsushima was apprehended for attempting to shoplift at a grocery store. He was questioned briefly but got released right after, and this was when he shifted his attention to the unfortunate train passengers. Usuki Tsushima is currently being held as the prime suspect of the Tokyo train stabbing incident. It's not clear, however, if the man was already charged of whatever crime he committed that day. In recent years, there have been a series of reported knife killings in the country. In 2019, a man attacked a group of schoolgirls waiting at a bus stop in Tokyo. Two were killed, and 17 others were injured from that stabbing. A year prior, another man stabbed a passenger and wounded two others in a similar knife attack while they were on board a bullet train. In 2019, an employee working at a home for the elderly killed 19 of its senior residents and injured 20 others. Having heard about this troubling story and several more of its kind, one might wonder if Tokyo really deserves to be considered a safe haven for humans to dwell in. But then again, let us not forget the fact that no matter where we go, there will always be individuals who harbor heinous intentions towards their fellow man. So there were two of the most mysterious and shocking stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys enjoyed this video, then please subscribe to our channel. Hit the notification bell, as we have three other videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.